USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The mayor of Jackson, Mississippi is easing warnings about flooding in the state. The mayor urging residents to evacuate over the weekend, but spokesperson Melissa Payne says there are no reports of any water in any homes. Record numbers of illegal immigrants continue to cross the southern border, fueling a debate over what to do with them. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott reinforced his position during a campaign stop over the weekend.
We are busing them to New York City and to Washington, D.C.
Another bus of illegal immigrants arriving in the Big Apple Saturday. Leaders without proof claiming some are being sent against their will without knowing where they're going. The White House announced President Biden will spend Labor Day in Milwaukee and Pittsburgh. Biden carried Wisconsin and Pennsylvania in the 2020 election by slim margins. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
A Republican senator says he supports FBI whistleblowers.
Republican Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin has confidence in the FBI whistleblowers who've reportedly stepped forward to GOP investigators amid claims that the agency committed a host of violations in the Hunter Biden laptop case. The senator claims the files taken by the FBI may have contained incriminating evidence against the FBI.
To me, that's what this has always been about, a dispute over national records, presidential records, and the classification, and who has the authority to do so. So what I'm concerned about is that some of those documents might have been those responsive documents, might have had embarrassing, possibly incriminating information against the FBI. Now we're not going to ever see those again either.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden back at the White House Monday after spending the majority of August on vacation. USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
It turns out some of the documents taken in the Mar-a-Lago raid may contain attorney-client privileged information. That's word from the Justice Department lawyers after the screening of material removed from former President Trump's home earlier this month. This as the former president is hoping a special master will be able to review the seized documents. As far as if that's a moot point nowadays, former Assistant U.S. Attorney Andy McCarthy tells Fox News,
you know, they really should have move for this. I would say they, you know, this search took 9 hours. They should have been in court screaming for this while the search was going on, but I think no later than the next day. So by waiting 2 weeks, obviously they've hurt their litigating position.
Some Afghan applicants to the special immigrant visa program have criticized it for being too slow or complicated. National Security Council Director for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, says a review by the State Department recently eliminated several pages in an attempt to further streamline the process.
The State Department is continuing to look for ways to make the process better. They're continuing to actively process applications every single day.
R. Kelly's child pornography trial is now in its third week in Chicago. The first few weeks involved testimony from two women who told the jury that the music star had sex with underage girls and videotaped it. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.